Hi, and welcome to Air Graphics Podcast. My name is Ralph Kelly, the owner of Air Graphics, airbrushing and character.
This week we have Jesus Sigler of the Phantom Collection. All right, there we go. All right, tonight we got, how do you say your last name?
Sigala.
Sigala. All right, I was trying to make sure I didn't want to say it wrong.
Yeah, no, you good. It's Jesus Sigala, you know, Sigala.
Yeah. Where are you from?
I'm from Chihuahua, Mexico.
Chihuahua, Mexico. Where you at right now?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, you're in Nashville right now?
Yeah, I've been here all my life, man.
Oh, cool. Well, any social networks?
The Phantom Collection on TikTok and Instagram. That's the ones that I'm pushing right now. I also have a YouTube page, The Phantom Collection, but I just been posting like shorts on there and stuff.
Just videos on TikTok too, right?
Yeah, TikTok, The Phantom Collection, just how it is on Instagram, The Phantom Collection.
All right. So tell us a little something about yourself.
Ah, man, what can I tell you? I love artwork. I love music too. So I do music. It's something that a lot of people don't know, but, yeah, man, my whole life revolves around art pretty much, man.
Yeah. You play an instrument or you just sing?
Nah, I rap, you know, so I'm just a lyricist. Yeah, I write and I rap. I don't know how to play any instruments. Not yet.
Yeah. Well, that's cool then. So how long have you been airbrushing?
I've been airbrushing for about 14 years now, since high school, 2009. Yeah.
So how did you find out about airbrushing?
Man, I was trying to think of that as you asked me, because I knew you were going to ask me that, but I don't even know, bro. I do know that my dad used to take me to the car shows in El Paso, Texas. So I'm pretty sure I seen some airbrush murals there at some point. But as far as me knowing what it is, I would say, you know, at the fairgrounds and the malls and stuff like that, I would just see people doing it. So yeah. It just sparked my interest since a youngin.
Yeah. So when you first started, what kind of airbrush did you start out with?
Man, the one that you hate the most. The Pache.
The Pache sausage.
Yeah. I started with that one, man. It was a gift. And I just went at it with that for a while until I found out about Iwata's.
Yeah.
And from there, I just pretty much been using Iwata ever since.
So that's what you pretty much use now, basically? The Iwata?
Yeah. I started off with the Eclipse, the Iwata Eclipse. Mm-hmm. And they're good guns. Nowadays, I use the Iwata Neo.
Oh, the Neo?
The little brother to the Eclipse.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had it. I bought a Neo, but I don't think I ever used one.
Yeah. They're delicate, man. The nozzle on them, you gotta be real careful because it's super tiny. And other than that, though, it's a great airbrush, and I get everything I need to do with it. So, yeah.
Oh, that's cool. So, so you pretty much self-taught or somebody taught you how to do it?
Yeah, no, self-taught. You know, I just YouTube, I guess you could say. I would consider my biggest mentor, even though I never met him, but Jaime Rodriguez.
Yes.
I used to watch his videos, man, day in and day out, try to do what he does, you know?
Yeah, that's that's the last guy. I never heard of Jaime. I'm you're the only person I've ever heard and never heard of Jaime.
Man, I wish I could have met him, you know, RIP to Jaime. But yeah, that's how I learned, man, and just trial and error, you know. And also back in the day, I don't know if you ever seen the Lowrider Arte magazines.
Yeah.
I used to collect those, and then they'd have little segments that'll, you know, teach you. Fonzie was on there for the most part. Yeah. And so I would just learn what I could from that, you know, from the internet, from YouTube. Pretty much that's how I learned.
So that would kind of base your style around right now, how your style is?
Yeah, that's why my influence is mostly automotive guys, you know, Mr. Cartoon, OG Abel, Gerald Mendez, Corey St. Clair, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why I got that style to do, you know. I didn't get into t-shirt airbrushing until later.
What were you doing first?
I was just trying to do skulls and portraits and stuff like that. But
you were doing those t-shirts, but you wasn't like...
Yeah. You know, and then I got into more the lettering and the more, you know, the t-shirt designs that we have now.
Yeah. Is it a particular kind of paint you use?
Man, I've only used Createx, bro.
That's it?
I think so. Now that I mean, maybe like some what is that called? Golden acrylics. I mean, that. For the most part, just Createx, man.
Yeah, it's a lot of a lot of people start out with that, but then it started evolving, and then so like as ETAC, you got it's a bunch. Mm-hmm.
I've been wanting to try ETAC.
People try to use all the time. Yeah, well, somebody probably hook up with you with this because it's a couple of Chino stencils. I think he's selling.
Yeah,
Becky Townsend, she sells it. They like wholesalers of it. Yeah. Well,
I'm gonna have to try it.
Were you at home training or you?
Excuse me.
No, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. You got to try it.
No, I said I've been wanting to try ETAC or even like Jacquard. I've heard of Jacquard. I heard it's a good for like shoes and stuff. Oh, and I do use Angelus for the shoes, so I run it through the airbrush. But other than that, yeah, just Createx and Wicked.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you probably try that. The ETAC Black is really good, man. That's what I stand by that one. Yeah,
I'm gonna have to try it.
So when you were training yourself or practicing, you were at home or were you ever you was in the shop?
Yeah, no, at home. Pretty much always. If I work at a shop, like I'm like the only artist there. So it's not like somebody's training me, you know, like I would say 4 or 5 years into when I started, I worked for a company called Mecca Brush. I don't know if you've ever heard of them, but we would just do orders online. So I just pull up, you know, to their shop, get the work done and they'd sell it online. But my name wasn't involved in it. And then I worked at a tattoo shop. But again, I was like the only airbrush artist. So it's not like, you know, I'm getting mentored on the airbrushing.
So you're basically like training yourself and learning yourself and just watching other artists.
Man, Jaime Rodriguez, man, I'm telling you, he taught me how to do like those exercises and stuff. You know, like the dots, the dagger strokes, all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of Ed's big thing. He always talk about. That's one of his questions he got on here was, do you do practice your dagger strokes?
Yeah, I do, man. I'm not as good as he is, but I definitely do practice them, man.
Yeah, I never did them. I never practiced that.
No.
I just went straight to it. That's why you probably don't see it in my work.
Yeah. Nah, it's cool. I mean, everybody's got their own way of doing it, you know? Like, that's why I tell people all the time, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Like, it's just what suits you and what, you know, what you can work with.
One of Ed's questions is, nobody really talks about compressors. So what kind of compressor do you use?
Man, I use like, what is it? A Quip-All. It's like a California Air Tools, like knockoff or like cheaper brand. Man, I've had it for like 5 years now. And
Is it like a silent, it's real loud or is it low?
It's a quiet, it's not silent, but it is quiet. Like you could talk over it. It's not going to interrupt you and you know, but it's not like a silent one. Those are real expensive.
Yeah, I wouldn't even buy one of them mugs.
Yeah, I started off with those Home Depot ones, man. Super loud. Bringing the house.
Yeah, that's how we all start out with one of those loud ass compressors.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. So like you said, so now you you in a shop now?
I'm not in a shop. It's what I call a private studio. I'm just renting out a room basically and I turned it into my studio. Okay. You know, I was gonna open up a shop, but then COVID hit.
Yeah.
And so that kind of dwindled everything down and you know I still want to at some point. I'm just not sure right now.
It ain't no rush, bro. You ain't in a hurry for that overhead, man.
Facts.
Insurance, electricity, all that shit, man. You ain't in a hurry for it. So one of the other questions the Ed questions is so your style has a Chicano graffiti tattoo style. Mm-hmm. Who's the biggest inspiration?
Mr. Cartoon,
yeah, he's pretty
because good. The reason why is because he does everything, you know. I seen him do airbrushing, tagging, tattooing, you know. Lettering is like one of the main things that people ask from me because I guess because it has like that tattoo flair.
Yeah,
I got that from Jaime too, you know, because he used to have like that tattoo flair and the spikes and like you know that the add-ons and stuff and the swirls. So, yeah, man, but I'd say, yeah, my biggest influence, Mr. Cartoon, for sure.
Yeah. I used to talk to Jaime about his better styles when I used to talk to him on Instagram. I mean, on Facebook Messenger.
I was too young to even try to hit him up, man. He would be like, yeah. Who is this little kid?
He probably would have said something. Jaime was a giving person, you know?
I could tell. I was just real shy back then, man. I used to get on the forums and stuff, and I try to learn as much as I can just by reading. I never made like an account, but I would read everything.
Because that's what I was saying today. I was like, man, I gotta send him a link, but he ain't on Facebook. I don't know how to send it to you, so I had to send it to Ed. Ed had to send it to you.
Yeah, I had a Facebook, man, but I deactivated it and forgot about it, and then I couldn't get my account back. So I'm probably just have to make a new one.
Yeah. I mean, it's another access for people to see you and talk to you and reach out to you. But
that was like my main source for people reaching out to me, actually. Yeah. And then it became Instagram and then TikTok, I would say, recently. But yeah, I started off on Facebook for sure.
Yeah, that's why I think I saw you at the first time on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then some people tell me about you on TikTok. I ain't as popular on TikTok like y'all are, man. I'm just a Rudy Poop. So what? You self-taught and you taught yourself the dagger story. At what point did you raise your standard? What point did you start feeling that you was good enough to like start selling your artwork, or you were doing it from the beginning?
Man, I tell people like it took me at least 3-4 years to be able to sell anything. Not because, and I may have sold a few things, but me being comfortable with my work, it took me about 3-4 years. You know, like the older homies, they would come through and be like, I want a whole fit. And I would do it, but I didn't like how it looked. So I never really would promote it. So I would say 3-4 years in, that's when I started. I'm like, all right, I got this. I could do this, you know?
Yeah, but you know what? We're our own worst critics.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So what we think look like crap, they love. It's like, oh, that look good. I'm like, man, that look like trash. I don't get it. But yeah, so we are our own worst critics. So you probably was ready 3 years ago. You just didn't do it, man.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I used to just do them for like family and close friends and stuff like that. And they would really push me, man, to just keep it going, you know, straight out of high school.
Do you sell mainly online? You're like an online seller?
Yeah. Right now it's mainly online just because that's just the easiest for me right now. And I don't even have a website, bro. Like, I really just Instagram, TikTok, like, or you
can word of mouth, stuff like
that. Yeah. You know, they say social media is like the digital word of mouth, you know?
Yeah.
It's all in the same, man. You know how it goes.
Yeah. So over there in Tennessee, is your style, you feel like it's real popular over there, or do you just, you stand out?
I feel like it's both. It's popular because I stand out, you know?
Yes.
There's only a few other, that I can think of. I mean, you got Rivergate Mall. They've been there for years, and I've never met them or talked to them, but a lot of people don't want to go all the way to Rivergate. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm over here in Antioch. I'll pull up on anybody and anywhere in the city. But I feel like my style stands out because they don't see it around here. You know, I've had people tell me like, I don't want it like that. I want it how you do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to
you get your business like that.
Yeah.
Your clientele.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because at first, man, I wanted to do like an exclusive thing. Like now I'm starting to like gain more traction, but I wanted it to be more exclusive. Like if you knew, you knew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Type deal. But now I'm opening up my mind to bigger avenues.
Yeah. Because I think if that way you're like limiting yourself on, you know, on the.
Your exactly. Attention. Yeah.
But now, man, yeah, you get known about it. Ed told me about you. A couple other people tell me about you. I think Spencer mentioned you. I can't think of the other dude from on TikTok. He was on my podcast, too. He mentioned you, too. So a lot of people knowing about you. So that's a good thing.
That makes me feel good. I mean, I've known about a lot of people because of your podcast, man. That's how I started reaching out. I'm like, it's like he made this podcast for me because I'm just listening, trying to connect with those people, trying to learn from them, see what they do different or the same, you know.
Yeah.
So I appreciate you for that, you know.
That's pretty much flowers. Yeah, I wanted to get people who aren't really known, like in the magazines or the main people get, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get recognized because it's a lot of people. There's a lot of us out there, man, that don't have a, you know, a platform to get known on.
Facts. Facts. Yeah.
So a lot of us know you for your memorial shirts. How fast can you get those done?
Not fast at all, man. Nah, I mean, that's the thing, like, with the memorial shirts, like, the way that they want them done, I can't rush that, you know? I gotta get it nice, man. But I would say, yeah, that's the main thing that people ask for is the memorial shirts. But yeah. I definitely do need to work on my speed, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, they always tell us time is money. So yeah, it's like, I can do one in maybe 5-10 minutes.
Man.
It ain't sloppy either. I'm adding the birds and all that other stuff. So yeah, time is money.
Yeah. I say closer to 40 minutes to an hour for me, just because I'm a perfectionist, bro. And like, that's like a downfall for me too. Cause like, when I used to work at Mecca Brush, that was one of the biggest arguments we had. Is shout out to them, you know, it's no bad blood, but one of the biggest things we always had going is, you got to speed it up. And I'm like, man, I can't, you know, lower my quality just for the speed. And he's like, man, but you got to speed it up. Yeah. So yeah, I understand though. I understand time is money for sure.
Yeah.
When it comes to shirts.
It'll come with time whenever you, when you start getting it down packed more. So
yeah.
Cause I think your style is like, it is time consuming. It feels like it's time consuming because you gotta, the way it looks clean. Like your, what white is that? You can use that white like on a green shirt. And
yeah, it's wicked. It's that wicked white. Yeah.
Yeah.
I use wicked white and black, and then the rest is just Createx. I use some wicked colors just depending on like what color it is, you know?
Yeah. Cause I think I saw a green one and you had white lettering on it. I'm like, man, it took him forever to get that white to shine like that, to stand out like that. You use a heat gun, a dryer, or what?
I had a heat gun and it went out on me. I need to go get a new one, but I just use I ran through it, man. And it started sparking on me. I was like, nah. So I just use a hair dryer, really. And I think somebody hit me up. I don't know if you know Airbrush Maine. I think he's in Louisiana, and he asked me the same thing. He's like, how do you get the white so bright, like on your darker fabrics? Yeah. And so like on black shirts, what I do is I prep them. I feel like that's why the white stands out. So what I'll do is I'll lay a base coat of purple, like a deep purple, and then I'll heat set it. And then I'll do another light coat of purple, heat set that, and then I go in with the white. So,
man, that's new as hell. I ain't never heard no shit.
You ain't never heard? I heard of that through the forums. Cantu, you ever heard of Cantu from San Antonio?
No.
Man, that was a big influence on me too. But that's what he would say. He would, you know, you could use navy blue, you could use purple, or you could use like a clear, like a matte top coat, and do the same process. And it pretty much just, it makes the color pop out more.
See, I learned something new today. That's what this is about, for people to learn something new.
Hell yeah, yeah.
And then the two guys you mentioned, I don't know them about, so I need to look out for them. Or you can send me their links or something like that. So I can
I don't know if he still airbrushes. I think he tattoos now, but man, he was cold. Cantu from San Antonio, man. The way he used to put his designs together was just mind-blowing for me. But I'd just be on there just snooping around, bro, on the forums. And just seeing what I can learn, you know?
Yeah, yeah, that's how we all do it. That's how we all start out.
Yeah.
We had WCA that we can go on, man. It was like just artists from everywhere.
And man, what was the one? It was like hip hop. No, what was it? I think it was Airbrush Assassin. He had one, right?
Yeah.
The forum. That's the one I was on mainly. That's the one that I learned the most from. But I just never made an account with him or anything. Then it just disappeared.
Yeah, old Malcolm. He have a Air Skill Nation on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't think it's a forum, pretty much. It's
like
people go in and post.
I got to get back on Facebook, man.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people on there, man. We got Airbrush Club. You got Airbrush Society. It's like a bunch of Airbrush groups that everybody join in on.
Yeah, I used to see Airbrush Club.
Yeah,
the same thing. I just go on there trying to learn, man. Ask questions. I probably sound silly sometimes, but I'm gonna ask these questions, bro.
Ain't no such thing as a silly question. Everybody learn.
Yeah,
facts. Always ask some questions. Some people wait for other people to ask and sit back. Yeah. You ever thought about traveling with your skills, or where do you plan on going? You staying in Tennessee, or?
Nah, I don't. I plan on taking this, I'd say nationwide and worldwide on the internet. But yeah, man, I definitely want to travel. I want to do more shows and more collabs, maybe like guest spots or something. I can't tell you exactly where I'd go to set up permanently. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I've been offered to go to Florida. I don't know about that though, because you know I got family here, I got kids, so I can't just up and leave. Yeah. So, but I definitely want to take it to newer heights, man. I'm trying to take it to the top, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So, do you paint alone, or you have a helper?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, I paint alone. I'm trying to train a few of my friends and trying to get them like, yo, come do these events with me, man. But
yeah, yeah.
You know, they got to train first. They got to get down the fundamentals and everything like that.
Because you're going to have your name attached to it. So
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Do you ever, you say you don't collab with a lot of people. You don't collab with no other artists over there in Tennessee?
As far as graffiti, yeah. But airbrushing, nah, man. I mean, my influences here were Brandon Donahue, and he went on to do more like fine art. You can look him up. He's real good. And then my big bro, Old School. And he went on to do tattoos, so it's not like I could ever collab with them, but you know, shout out to them because they got that fire going. But as far as like drawing and graffiti, yeah, I've collabed with artists over here. I'm actually right now at my boy's tattoo shop, you know, SG Tattoo Studio, and there's a lot of talented artists here, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm supposed to come to Tennessee, but y'all got some shit going on over there. I'm trying to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
Wait with Florida. I don't want to go to Florida. They got a bunch of shit going on over
there. Yeah. Recently too, I definitely don't want to go to Florida now.
A lot of artists transfer into tattooing, because I had a that worked for me. He moved on to tattooing now.
Yeah. I mean, I get asked every day, bro, and I get pressured every day to tattoo, you know, especially because the style, you know, like they're like, they want that, but in tattoo work. But what I'm thinking is like, I'm about to turn 30, bro. And, you know, I've been airbrushing for 14 years. So I think I'm gonna take the next 5 to 10 years and try to learn how to tattoo. Still try to airbrush too, but, you know, just kind of put some time towards the ink and try to learn.
I think it has a learning curve, but if you got some homeboys that doing it, I know they're gonna put you down real quick.
Yeah, man, they're the ones that be telling me, man, get on it. I'm like, man, I'm over here busy with the airbrush, but you know,
yeah, I'm making money here.
Yeah,
it's that. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I want to deal with it, man. I've been asked too, but I'm like, nah.
Yeah, like being all close to people and stuff.
Yeah,
like
that. I'll breathe it out on them and blood and shit. Yeah, no,
it's definitely a whole different ball game. Yeah, you can't just set up and tattoo anywhere.
Do you have any hobbies besides that brushing? You do anything else?
Music, you know.
You're rapping.
I like the whole lowrider scene, you know. Graffiti, if you want to call that. It's more of a hobby now, you know, than when I was younger. So, yeah, man, it's just all art, bro. I really don't, I don't watch sports, you know. I don't gamble or anything like that. So pretty much everything is artwork for me.
Yeah. Is there a new skill that you would like to learn? Something else? That's what we just talked about, the tattoos.
Yeah.
Would you like to collab with a meet? If you could say something to the next generation, what would it be?
Start early, fail early, you know. Yes. So you'll have more time, more experience, and stick to it. You know, even though it might make you want to yank your hair out sometimes, you know, but whatever it is, you know, stick through it and it'll eventually pay off if your heart is in it, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It is a learning curve, and that's how you can weed people out, you know? People come in all the time, oh, I want to learn how to do it. Do you teach? Like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, you know, one time you say buy the stuff and then see if they come back and they're serious. But the tedious working out with the dots, line, and daggers, like you was talking about,
there's no getting past that, man. Like, you have to go through that, bro.
Yeah,
you have
you got to learn that trigger. Once you got the trigger down, you got it. But
thanks.
You have to go through the dot, lines, and daggers. Yeah.
Man, I'd like to learn how to teach better, you know, like I want to pass on my skills, man, because I mean, we all going to die, bro. So I feel like I want to leave something, you know, and help other people reach their goals, you know. So if I could teach them how to do anything, lettering, airbrushing, graffiti, music, you know, I try to be there. I try to guide them in the right direction, you know.
Yeah. Cause all of the airbrush classes that they used to have are gone now. But I mean, like if in your area, or I used to try to do it in the summertime where all the kids are out. Yeah. They have a couple of classes, have like five people come in and start with the basics of learning how to tear the gun down and bring, put it back together. Cause you don't know how to do that, you out of there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to learn.
Yeah. Cause after that, that's it. I mean, you kind of, you on your own after that.
Facts.
Hold on, I got another one. What people underestimate, understand about you the most? What
underestimate? Underestimate or misunderstand?
Huh?
I said underestimate or misunderstand.
Underestimate.
Underestimate. I think my will to like keep going, you know, to like, I'm not gonna give up. If it's something I like and that I love and I want to give my time to, then I'm not giving up, you know. I think that's what a lot of people underestimate, you know. They think that the youngins ain't gonna come up and surpass them, man, but it ain't even about that. It's just more about like how you treat people, you know. I'm trying to make connections. I'm trying to have an impact in people's life.
Yeah, the old gatekeeping of airbrushing is over with.
You know? There's a few. That's why I say I give you your flowers, because what you're doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Not too many people will do that and put in the work and actually help out the community.
Yeah. Appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. I might need them soon because, I'm getting old now. I'm ready to quit. I'm ready to quit myself.
Nah, man. You still look young, bro. I feel like I look older than I am.
So, hey, do you still have your YouTube channel? You mess with it anymore or no?
Yeah, it's there. I haven't uploaded in a minute, but it's just mostly like shorts, like pretty much the same thing you see on Instagram. That's another thing. Like, I'm trying to switch it up to where I have different content for different platforms.
Yeah.
I feel like we all, not everybody, but most of us will just put one thing in different platforms. It's like, I want to do different content for different platforms, if that makes sense. So with YouTube, I want to do like the tutorials and stuff.
Yeah, that's time consuming though. That's a lot of content.
Yeah, it is.
That's a lot of time.
It is.
But do you do the live videos on TikTok or you just post your videos on TikTok?
I went live just like once, but I'm just posting on there. I'm trying to figure it out, man. I'm still learning myself, you know, like... I look at artists like Crave, you know, he goes dumb on there, you know, and
he don't have a shop. That's crazy.
I know, and Ken Johnson too, and I mean, there's a few on there that really get on there and just go crazy with the lives and stuff, man.
So, you got Magoo right here saying what's up. I don't know if you can see the messages.
Yeah.
I try to post them up there.
What's up? What's up? What's good?
Magoo, you know Magoo?
Yeah, man. I don't know him personally, man.
That's he's a definitely good dude right there, man.
He's definitely a big influence too, you know. When I first started, I used to watch his videos and stalk his Facebook page and try to learn. That's the biggest thing. It's like I'm trying to learn, you know. Yeah.
That's good, man. It never ends. You're learning the whole time.
Facts. Yeah. Every day. That's what I'm saying. Like with your podcast, every time I listen to an episode, I try to take a little gem out of there, you know, whether it's airbrushing or life or business, whatever.
Yeah. Because everybody got it seems like all our stories are the same, but it's actually everybody got something different going on in it.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, everybody's got their own perspective, you know, everybody's got a different perspective too. So that's important.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you do a lot of parties or anything like that?
I just started, man, like last year. I don't even know how they found me, but I did a party for a big name country singer. I can't disclose his name, but one of the biggest country singers, and I don't know how they found me, but that was my first ever event. Imagine, I'm in a multi-million dollar home, bro, and this is my first event. And 12 hours, I did 12 hours there, man.
Damn. And
from there, it was just word of mouth there, you know. Yeah. I've only done a few events and parties.
Would you like to do hats or shirts more at parties? You think it's quicker?
I like to do shirts because I'm not that good at hats, but I like to do hats so that I can learn.
Yeah.
Like the last time I went to an event, there was another airbrush artist there that I had never met before. His name is Gabriel Garcia. He's pretty good too. And so there was a lot of items to do, and he just told me, like, hey, you knock out the hats and I knock out the shirts. In my mind, man. I was like, no. But, you know, it is what it is. So I got them done, man. And I'm like, hey, it's not that bad. You know, I can use a little practice, but they love them. So,
hey, they go, like I said, we're our own worst critics. They probably But that's I think that's one of the things now is hats are the easiest thing to try to just knock out real quick.
Especially man, they love the hats. It's something about the hats that's magical. And that's why I want to, like, experiment more with it. So that I'm able to do better things. I mean, you got tats and caps. That dude's cold with the hats, man.
He's sick with it, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, so it's like, I'm like, how you do that? How you get it so clean? And, you know, I did another baseball hat, like, a couple days ago, and it's different, man. That material, I got to figure it out, you know?
Yeah.
The trucker hats is different, but those baseball hats, it's, like, real absorbent or something like that, you know?
The canvas one, like a regular cap?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, the L.A. one. That's what I did. I did a little L.A. one. I was just practicing with it.
Do you do baseball helmets or anything? Y'all don't have that.
I used to. When I was at Mecca Brush, that's one of the main things we did was helmets, and I didn't know how to do them, bro. Like, a couple of them, they returned. I don't like this. And I was like, all right, but whatever. You know, I still learned, though. I still learned how to apply the paint, how to clear them. You know, I'm not the best. I seen your hats, you know.
Yeah. But I've been doing it for a while, man. It took me a while to get it too.
Yeah.
I still paint it. I paint at 80 PSI. What PSI you paint at?
I'm spraying at 100, man. I know that's high, but that's what I spray. I spray at 100. I used to be more in the 80, like 75 to 80 range. I don't know. Something about, you know who I got that from? Rich Hearn. Have you seen Rich Hearn or heard about him?
Yeah,
Richard, he's on YouTube. He's doing like the super fast airbrushing. I think it's like airbrushing at the fair or something like that.
Yeah, I think Richard Hernandez.
And he has said he's spraying at 100. So I'm like, let me try spraying at 100.
Man, that's blazing right there, boy.
Yeah, I got to turn it down a little bit probably for the overspray. But hey, I mean, it's pretty clean for it to be at 100. I'm like, I don't even know how I do it sometimes, bro.
Yeah, I reached out to Richard, try to get him on here. I think he got busy. I got to try to catch him again before it's the season come back around.
Man, have you seen those videos where he's just going, like, he's doing like an item per minute or like 2 minutes tops.
Erica B said, how long did it take him to understand Appalachian portraits? You do portraits?
Yeah, I do portrait work. That's actually the first thing I tried. And I was way in over my head, man. So I tried to do like a Pancho Villa for my dad. It came out decent, but you know, portraits was something I had to really sit down and really focus on. I didn't start doing them till about 2018.
Yeah.
That's when I did like my first portrait that I was like, all right, you know, I could stand behind that. But it took me about, I'd say three, four years to really get down.
Yeah, I won't do them. I don't like to do them.
You don't like to do them?
I draw cartoons, so
yeah,
it transfer over into me doing portraits. I'm giving black outline. I'm doing everything. Yeah. Same way I do characters. So I'm like, nah, I'm trying not to do them. I try three of them a day, man.
Man, see, that's the thing. Like, the one I struggle with is color portraits, though. I ain't gonna lie. Like. Yeah. Black and gray portraits, I could do them fairly easy, but those color portraits, man, they give me a headache sometimes, man. Just, I guess I'm not too much into the mixing and stuff, but I've done it before. It's not my cup of tea. Yeah, I love black and gray.
That was a question earlier. Do you do color mixing?
color mixing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if it's shit, like what yesterday, I didn't have green, man, and I didn't have time to go get none. So you know, I got to mixing up the blue and yellow, but it worked out.
Yeah, that's all that matters, right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't, and look, I see some of these guys, they portraits, man, like how the skin tone be. I'm like, man, I don't know how the hell they doing that.
That's what I'm trying to learn is those skin tones, man. Trying to get those skin tones down. I heard that Wicked or Createx, I'm not sure, they have like a skin tone line or something like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I need to get me some of those, man. Maybe that'll help.
Yeah, cause I know Erica was telling me about the Liquid Kicks. I know Pete Oz was telling me. Do you do shoes a lot? Do you do a lot of shoes?
Man, Pete, man, he does portraits in like 1 to 2 hours, bro. I'm like, how, bro?
And I mean, good portraits too. I'm like,
yeah, bro, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it takes me at least 5 hours. I ain't even gonna cap. I'm not gonna sit here and lie. Mm. 5 to 6 hours at least, bro, for me to get like a decent, you know. Yeah. But I know other people who do it faster, and you know, respect to them.
Yeah, because I be trying to understand when people come into the shop, I want to get a portrait, I got a thing tonight. Like, dude, how long do you think you take these things take to do? See,
you think that all the time, man. You know how that goes.
Yeah, it ain't a name design, bro.
Yep.
What how do you have your easel? Do you have, what kind of easel do you have? It's pretty much easy.
Man, it's I forgot what the name. It's on my TikTok. There's a video of me replying to Erica B about it. It's an easel that I got in high school, man. One of the teachers gave it to me, and I've had it since. And it's just one of those easels. It's like adjustable, so it'll go up and down, you know.
Yeah.
And I just use cardboard, you know, for the t-shirt boards. Put the t-shirt on there and just set up my easel. For hats, I have like a stand and like a little mannequin head, and I just, you know, throw the hat on there.
Yeah. So is it the same setup you take out on at the parties that you went to, or you use all of it the same?
Yeah, it's pretty much that setup right there, you know. That's another thing I got to work on is my mobile setup, like having everything ready to go, you know.
Yeah, that's what I got. I want to do a video of my easels that I have, because I got two mobile easels that I've been having for a while, and one of them, I'll have to make a video of it. Flex Flair Herrera said his Createx has a Tim Gore's bloodline skin tones.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading right now. I think that's the ones I saw. I think that's the ones I'm talking about.
Yeah. Oh, so you can't see the things on here.
Yeah. They're just super little letters, bro. Like.
Yeah, I was wondering if you've seen them. That's why I said, when somebody say something, I try to tap it on there.
Yeah.
It said it's Anko, whatever that is.
But yeah, that's what it is. Anko built or something like that. They're like, they're super expensive, man. They're like $500-$600. But I got it from a teacher, you know, that she just believed in me, and I guess they were throwing it out at the school, and I'm like, I'll take it.
Yeah, right.
Still have it, man.
Yeah. All right, man. I ain't gonna hold you up too much longer. I know you ready to get in, and it's late. I don't know, what time is it over there?
Yeah, no, it's 8:00. I mean, I ain't got nothing to do. You know.
But you got some
I got all the boys over here at the shop. They're excited because I'm on the podcast. So,
that's cool. You know. That's cool. You want to bring up anything? You want anything else you want to talk about?
Man, shout outs. You know what I'm saying? I may forget some names, but shout out to Easy. You know, me and him have became, I would say, closer in recent times. You know. Shout out to my boy Vince, Airbrush by Vince. Shout out to Erica B. Shout out to Airbrush by Dupree. Shout out to Airbrush Main, Third Eye Airbrush, Crave for Paint. Shout out to Maggie from Wet Paint Studios, Airbrush Brothers, Spray Crazy, and Rude Boys. If I forgot anybody, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And shout out to Ralph.
But yeah, I'm gonna look up some of those people that you mentioned. I'm gonna look them up, man. Some people like I'm still working on my list of people to put on for this year. This new way of, I don't know how many people want to be on live. I still don't want to be on live. I need a shave. I need a fucking haircut. I'm like, I gotta just do it anyway.
I didn't even get a cut myself, man. I was tripping out on that, but I was like, you know what? It is what it is. I think you should get like a Creamy Studio. I think I told you before, Creamy Studios, and there's another guy named RBK. they have like a different style, a different approach that's not like traditional airbrushing. So I think that's cool, man. I think that's real cool.
Yeah, people probably want to hear or see something like that.
Yeah, Creamy Studios, he does more like I mean, you gotta check them out, man. I'll send you some links, bro.
Yeah, send me some links to these people so I can check them out.
For sure, man. And, hey, shout out to Dale too, man. I don't know Dale, but hey, he's got it going on. You know what I'm saying?
That's the one who do the live videos all the time.
Yeah, he's all over YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So every time I look up airbrushing on YouTube, you're gonna see Dale. You're gonna see him on TikTok. You know. But yeah, man, that's about it. Shout out to the pioneers. You know, like OG Abel, Corey St. Clair. Well, for me, you know, Terry Hill. Yeah. You know, all those people, man, that I got my influence from, you know.
I suppose Alan Pastor.
He's
supposed to have been on like last month. We keep switching, he keep changing my dates on me. It's birthday today, so I ain't gonna bother him today, but I'm gonna probably get on him next week about trying to get on.
Shout out Ken Johnson, man. I look up to him with the lettering, bro.
Yeah, his lettering's clean.
Clean, man.
I talked to him too about getting on.
Yeah, you should definitely have him on. I'll tune in. I've listened to almost all of your episodes. I can't say all of them. It's probably like two or three I haven't listened to. But, man, that really helped me out. It helped me connect with people too, bro.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Because we started for COVID, trying to, like, help everybody, like, you know.
Yeah. I didn't hear about it till about, like, a year after that, I would say. I went through and just binge listened to everything, man. As I was airbrushing, I'm just listening, bro. Just trying to pick up on things here and there, you know?
That's good, man. That's good to hear, man. I'm glad people are liking it and listening to it. Yeah, I can't been just doing it for nothing. You know, it's for a reason.
Nah, trust me, it ain't for nothing, man. You're doing God's work, man. Bringing us all together, you know?
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I appreciate it. I got my wife looking in here. I know she's ready for me to go eat. All right. I can't
feel I appreciate it too, man. Ralph.
All right. I'll send you a link and all that stuff once we done put it live so you'll be able to find it.
All right, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate right, you. Have a good one, bro.
You too. Have a good
one. Peace.
Air Graphic Podcast is a production of Air Graphics Airbrushing. It's written and hosted by me, fellow airbrusher Ralph Kelly. If you want to see any of my work, check out my website, www.airgraphics1.com, or my Facebook, Ralph Kelly. Thanks for listening.